Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5, The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Damn glad to have you on a victory Monday, 3-0.
Chiefs saved the weekend for us, brother.
Yep. Casey Curran did their job on Friday night, winning 3-0.
That was a great game to be a part of on Friday, even though it was like 1,000 degrees out there on Friday.
I know. I need to get one of those Curran hats. It's the teal bill, and then the white hat with the KC that's teal as well. I think Mahomes was wearing one this weekend.
You got your Curran pullover on, hoodie on today. It's nice. I like
it. It was a good day. Woke up, it was like 54 degrees outside and raining. I said, you know what? This is hoodie and sweats day.
Yeah, it is. There you go. And late night last night, get out of here early today, get you a little bit of a nap in and whatnot, kind of recover. I was telling somebody last night, like, how do the late night games work for you? I go, you recover all week. All week you're chasing your tail when it comes to trying to recover from staying up late last night. But hey, you know what? Occupational hazard.
Yeah, right? I didn't feel too tired this morning just because, like, that game, you know, you just kind of
I get what you're saying. No, I totally agree. Like, you weren't you didn't feel like you were really stressing it out, right? Even though it came down to a final play, but whatever.
It just felt like you were in control. Once they had that first drive and everybody's like, okay, they looked a little confused there because Justin Reed in the corner had a little bit of confusion, and then all of a sudden they go to Spags, he figures it out, and the rest of the game they only allow, 19 points?
Yeah, don't they always seemingly...
They allow 10 points the rest of the game.
Don't they seemingly give up a touchdown like on every first drive now, and then they figure it out?
It's also the scripted plays.
It is, exactly. People don't realize the first 15 plays for every team. They know what they're going to do. I mean, the Chiefs had a 17-play drive. Now, it resulted in interception, and that wasn't the way you wanted that drive to end. But if the Chiefs even get 3 points in that situation instead of throwing it away like Patrick Mahomes did, then you've got yourself a kind of a blowout. So you just got to eliminate these easy mistakes that they're making right now. Finish drives with touchdowns, not field goals, and everything's going to be wonderful. And you'll look like that team from 2018 from an offensive standpoint, even though right now this league is just not lending itself to that. How many teams are scoring over 30 points a game? I mean, there was a 15-12 final in the NFL yesterday. Is Minnesota the only one that scored over 30 yesterday?
Well, I mean, if you count,
I think we'll see that tonight. I think we'll see
You think the Bengals will put up 30 on the Commodes?
I think Cincinnati has a chance to do that.
But I mean, you look around the league yesterday. The days of like 30 point games.
Packers scored 30.
Oh, yeah, they did score 30 against the Titans.
And the Panthers scored 36 against the
Raiders. Right, the Panthers did. Yeah, they put up 36. How bad does Bryce Young look right now?
It was the Red Rocky yesterday.
I mean, he looked good, baby.
I told you he was going to find Thielen in the end zone. He did, and then Thielen got hurt.
And did you see the way that team responded to, though, and played? Like, they finally felt like, you know what? The other 52 dudes stood a chance yesterday with Andy Dalton, and they played like it yesterday, and Antonio Pierce was not a happy camper after the game.
He just didn't seem to show up tonight.
No, they didn't. I think as the game went on, I don't think it was a team. I think there was definitely some individuals that made business decisions. Mm. And we'll make business decisions going forward as well.
So whoever gets cut today, we know made a business decision yesterday.
There is one player in the NFL this season with 300 pass yards and 3 pass touchdowns in a single game.
Sam Darnold?
Andy Dalton.
One game played. That's right. Somebody had said that, like, Andy Dalton's leading the league in passing or something. Like, it's insane.
It's
ridiculous. It's nuts, right? But that's the league right now.
Yep.
And that's why you take a step back and you go, okay, we're 3-0. We're in good shape. We're really good right now. Like, Andy Dalton's the best quarterback in the league, followed by Sam Darnold.
All right. Let's see where we got it right or got it completely wrong.
Who are we starting with?
You start with me.
You start with, all right.
I'll take the Heat first. Because I think the only thing I got was that Carson Steele would be like a household name. Which I think
Atlanta will win the coin toss and they will receive.
Told you.
I don't know why, but they will. Atlanta will go all the way down the field, and Kirk Cousins will throw his first interception to Trent McDuffie.
And I think if you're playing the Chiefs, you should receive every time if you win the coin toss.
And Trent McDuffie will get his first interception against Kirk Cousins. The Chiefs will then go down the field, throwing the ball 3 times for reception to Travis Kelce, who will have at least 28 yards on his first drive with Patrick Mahomes. They will score 7 points. The Chiefs will then go down the field again after getting the ball back on a 3-and-out to Kirk Cousins, kick a 55-yard field goal with Harrison Butker in a dome, who could probably kick it 65 if he wanted to. The Chiefs will be up 10-0. The Atlanta Falcons will get 3 abysmal points at the end of the second quarter, going up to the Chiefs. It'll be 10-3 at halftime. And the second half, the wheels fall off. Patrick Mahomes fires a bomb to Xavier Worthy, just like he did to Tyreek Hill in that preseason game that we all remember when we saw Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill and Patrick Mahomes steal the NFL. That was the foreshadowing of it. Xavier Worthy over the top for 50 yards. Take that for your deep two safety Kuiper.
Then the Chiefs win the game 34-17. The game is over. The Chiefs are 3-0. They move on. They get out of Atlanta. Chiefs 34-17. Travis Kelce, big first drive that ends in a touchdown. Travis Kelce will have a touchdown later in the game for two touchdowns. And Trent McDuffie gets his first interception against Kirk Cousins. Chiefs win 34-17.
You got the 17.
I got the 17 in the kick, yeah. Right. I got two of the six legs in that parlay, right?
Hey, you got the 17.
That's right.
There you go.
I got the 17, right? You know what?
They would have had a touchdown. Mahomes doesn't throw an interception at the end there. So,
Bob, you ready for yours?
Sure. Travis Kelce, big stage, big night, big game.
Wrong.
He'll go crazy. He'll get over 100 yards.
Wrong.
He'll score the game-winning touchdown. I envision it very much like that Charger game a couple of years ago where I had COVID in my eye and I could barely see as my eye was dripping, and poor Josh had to do the show from L.A. by himself that day because I couldn't see out of my eye and it was pussing, but I did see Travis Kelce score that touchdown and win that game against the Chargers. Travis will go absolutely crazy in this game. Atlanta won't be able to keep up with the Chiefs offense. They'll end up losing by double digits along the way.
Wrong.
I believe as well. McDuffie picks off Kirk Cousins. Chris Jones has multiple sacks.
Wrong.
And listen to this one, okay? I want you to pause and listen to this one for a second.
This is going
to
be really wrong.
Andy Reid will get the win on Sunday.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
He will be 3-0. Andy Reid on Sunday will officially have more wins as a Chiefs coach than he did as the Eagles coach.
And he did.
And he did. 130. Yeah, so I got one of those legs right. But that is significant. Andy Reid now in just over 10-plus years, now into his 11th season as the coach of the Chiefs, 131 wins. He coached 14 years in Philadelphia, had 130 wins. And that's not saying he was no good in Philadelphia. He was outstanding in Philadelphia until those final couple of seasons. But he's just obliterating what he did in Philadelphia. And I'm going to make the case again. In what draft will somebody get picked where they don't know that Andy Reid was the coach of the Eagles? I'm saying 2026. Somebody texted yesterday or on Friday and said, I bet you there's somebody in the NFL right now who doesn't know that Andy Reid coached the Philadelphia Eagles. And there may be.
There may be.
There may be. That's the kind of impact this gentleman is having here in Kansas City. Andy Reid has more wins than any Chiefs head coach and now has more wins and less seasons as the Chiefs head coach than he did in Philadelphia. Tip of the cap to Big Red.
All right, let's the worst for last.
Okay.
Chiefs finally lose a game where they play
worse than it's 12 after. We gotta go. We can't finish this. We gotta go to break. Wrap it up. Let's get on to the next segment.
Richer of the week.
Everyone will think the Chiefs are going to get away with it, but Mahomes will throw a pick to Jesse Bates in the fourth quarter.
That'll
end
the
game. Jesse Bates has been fantastic against Mahomes. They're gonna wish Mel Kiper was actually right, that they did ban too high, because they're gonna be getting killed with Bates and Von Bell.
Jesse Bates is 90.
Bijan Robinson will run for 125 plus. Falcons passing game will be effective. Travis Kelce will go off at least 80 yards on six catches. The rest of the offense will sputter without a running game. The Patty panic from national haters will start to ensue because we'll have performed poorly in three straight games, but that'll all go away because then the next week they will annihilate the Chargers. Pretty off besides the Patty bad game. Bad game.
If you would have said Justin Simmons, like that guy just has Patrick's number, right? Like seriously, like six interceptions against Patrick Mahomes. We need him on our team just to keep him away from others.
Seriously.
And keep him away from Patrick. It wasn't that bad, except for the outcome.
Yeah, the outcome. But yeah, Patrick playing poorly is
so the closest
thing.
To the script was me.
I think I'd give Dusty. Yeah, I think we all had one really good correct thing.
Yeah.
If you put all of our scripts together, it would be
perfect. It worked. It was great.
Score. Pick.
We all thought Travis was going to go off.
We
though.
Did. Yeah.
All three of us.
I mean, and
does that mean we're done thinking he's going to go off?
No, because the minute you don't think he's going to go off is when he does. Right.
He goes next week.
Yep.
I still have some hope for this weekend.
The Chargers game.
It's the Chargers.
Like he plays big against them on the LA stage.
Yeah.
You know, he likes LA.
Yes. Right.
I don't know. There's a chance. I'm saying there's a chance.
See what the Chargers do.
See what happens.
See if Harbaugh knows who Travis Kelce is.
Oh, he does. I guarantee it.
Are we sure?
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
That's right.
And leans on his staff like
Speaking
Moses.
Speaking of that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where this is
did,
going.
Did Samuel L. Jackson say something in his intro last night on NBC?
1,000%.
Okay.
No,
I'm just making sure I heard that. Like, how did NBC allow that to go out over the air and not change the script? Right? You guys all heard it, right? Max, like, acting like a little child back there laughing his ass off. Funny. Dusty's like, yo, no, we heard it.
No, oh, yeah, we were watching. Yeah. I go, did he just say what I thought? Okay.
Yeah, he did.
We were talking about it when my watch party, right as you texted. It just made it so much better that you texted that as we were already like, what?
What did he say? I don't remember now what he said, honestly.
It was something, let me see, because you texted it, so I have the evidence.
Look at it and see, but I remember him saying, I'm like, did I just hear what I thought he said?
Somebody in the text line said, side note, that's a pretty fun segment. I hope you guys do that each week. Well, we plan on it.
Yeah. Unless we forget.
Yeah. He said, get hard.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.